was asked to speak at an event in Boston last November. The request was this: can you say something about why the 400th anniversary matters, and about the Mayflower, and the work that you do at Plymouth Plantation, and can you be brief? Be brief. That seems to be the guiding virtue in these days of social media. Any statement more than a few words tends to be tuned out. Any opinion not reduced to a mere slogan is disregarded. Be brief. And so my remarks that evening went something like this. You ask me to be brief when I tell you about the remarkable Living History Museum that for more than 70 years has told the pivotal story of the United States' early foundations. We keep alive the history of the people who lived here in the 17th century, their beliefs, and their tangible and intangible cultural heritage. A visit to the Mayflower or Plymouth Patuxent means more than watching someone plant corn or prepare a meal over a hearth fire. It's more than observing how hard life was in the so-called olden days. And it goes beyond the feelings of pride and admiration or sorrow and guilt that the stories of this place often provoke. You ask me to be brief when I tell you about this historic ship, a reminder of the ancient bonds of kinship between the United Kingdom and the United States. The ship was intended as a gift, not between governments, but from the people of England to the people of America, to honor and sustain the friendships forged during World War II. This ship is a living memorial to the veterans of that war, and she is a floating classroom that teaches all who visit her